Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and those in between, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. That's right, I'm Pick!
And never leave us again.
Me
please.
Too! Yay!
It's awkward having just three people.
Yeah. Well, Three Man Sentai did it somehow.
Having actual conversation without people talking over each other, yes.
Hey! That just makes us special. We're the podcast where people interrupt people.
That's not special.
That's not special.
That sounds like a new catchphrase.
Well, if our fans haven't complained about it, then it's fine. Speaking of fans...
Oh, what a segue! Guess who's here? It's Noble.
Or Nobla Tesla.
The Orange Caster. Say hi.
Hello, and ironically, we complained a lot about not being able to hear each other when we did our one thing that's not a thing anymore, kind of, sort of, in a way.
Oh, yeah. We should, for those who didn't see the post on the Cast Ranger Facebook, Mr. Noble here and Crunchman and Omega kind of got together and made their own show.
Mm. Yep.
So,
traitors?
copyright? I'm going to poor man's copyright.
That. We're no longer a Radio Sentai Cast Ranger thing. We are now called Rider Town Radio.
I like that.
Ooh,
that
sounds cool.
Yeah, Crunchman gave me the bits to do up logos for you guys.
Yes, I know. We've been typing a lot for the past couple of weeks over Skype.
So many fingering of keys.
So many typing. So much fingering.
Much typing.
No! Absolutely not.
What is this, 95? you have a URL for your podcast in case anyone wants to check it out?
All I know is that Crunchman posted onto YouTube, and his YouTube is Crunchman61.
Okay, well, anyone who's interested in Cast Ranger type content and would like to hear more, check out their show.
There you go.
Alright, see, we don't hate, we promote. We synergize.
Now let's views the news.
Lena, kill them while you're at it.
Yeah.
Support, I can't do that. If I kill them, it'll just revive. Like, you know, like, the 10 Sega from Inuyasha? That's my weapon. It doesn't hurt, it revives.
There's a reason Greencaster's not here.
Alright.
Mind delegating on that reason?
Well,
not while you're still conscious. No, I'm kidding.
Well, if I cut an enemy with my axe way too many times, it puts them into, like, a sort of drunk, coma-induced state.
What the fuck?
Greencaster asked me to do that to him, and I didn't want to, but he insisted, so that's why he's not on, because he's in a very bad, drunk-induced coma. I'm sorry!
Lane, can I buy pot from you?
Yeah, I'll show you my stash later.
Yeah.
Rider's stash.
The news! News, right. That's a thing we should do.
What's the first story?
The first story is apparently October 22nd was apparently the birthday of one Christopher Pepler, a.k.a. Crim Steinbelt.
Okay, that's nice, but the day before that was Back to the Future Day, so...
This isn't Back to the Future Cast!
It should be.
I celebrated Back to the Future Day by traveling to the future way quicker than any of you, by passing out the instant I got home.
Please wait for in the future when we release Northcaster's debut single of The Power of Love, only sung with the words Back to the Future. It is quite an amazing.
Would you give us a sample?
Here's a sample.
Yeah.
Back to the Future! 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 Back to the future!
Yeah, we
get
it. Let's move on.
Back to the future!
Back to the news!
Back to the future!
Yeah, so... wait for that on our parody album.
Actually, yeah, why not? I don't fucking know. But yeah, Chris Pepler, who played Steinbelt, is apparently 58 years old. And
what?
He was born in 57, but he does not look over 40.
He ages like an Asian person, let's be honest.
He's like the perfect Japanese specimen.
We're actually, Migar and Ichi were watching, like, a bit of his show Tokyo Talk, I think it's called, where he, like, talks about, like, shows Tokyo and stuff to, like, North Americans and stuff like that, so it's an English-speaking show. But yeah, Chris Pepper speaking, like, English is just, like, mesmerizing.
I just want to see him and Hiro Matsuyama in a room just talking English at each other.
Yep. You know what I just thought of, guys?
Mm-hmm.
What if he looks so young because he's an actual robot?
Oh, the series is based on his life.
I wonder if when he dies,
actually
he wants to get cremated and his ashes be turned into a drive driver.
Oh my god, that'd be perfect.
That's like the perfect...
And it's just getting to the nose gaze actor.
Morbid podcast right now.
Meanwhile, Chris whips out his will.
They just use his ashes in a 3D printer.
Yeah, and turn him into a drag driver.
Oh!
It's perfect.
No disrespect meant.
And at his funeral, he'll be worn by Shinosuke.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Wow.
We love you, Chris Pepler. You're the fucking man.
Happy Bappy. Hope you had an awesome party.
Indeed.
All right, on to actual news stories. We got a bit more information regarding the Kamen Rider Drive and Go Super Movie Wars Genesis.
This is looking all sorts of weird and awesome.
By the way, I don't think we pointed it out, but apparently this movie war and the new game have the same subtitle, Genesis. I wonder if they're going to be related.
Genesis?
Do they release it on Sega Genesis?
Is the music by Genesis?
I can already see the one thing that I'm already gonna love from this movie.
Yeah, so just looking at the poster, we see the Leonardo da Vinci Ganma, who's apparently the villain of the series.
What?
Which is not surprising, because when we heard the hacked belt sounds, Leonardo da Vinci was one of them. So maybe Ghost will get a movie-exclusive Leonardo da Vinci form.
Cool. I'm also noticing that Black Drive...
Yes, this is Kamen Rider Zero Drive.
Neat. And it looks amazing!
If you're looking at the video version, it's basically halfway between Type Speed and Proto Drive. Because he actually uses the proto-speed shift car.
Yeah, so apparently the plot of this movie is that Takaru and Shinosuke run into each other. They go back 10 years, and Takaru meets his father while he's still alive, and also his younger self. But then Shinosuke also meets Belt-san before, you know, they actually met. So that's interesting.
Oh, and you know what the best part is? Since it's 10 years ago, Chase is alive!
Oh! Yeah.
Oh! My baby! Oh, yeah. So that looks like it's going to be a great movie. Especially since it's the first movie war that actually uses the word super.
I cannot fucking fathom that beard on that Ganma.
Oh, yeah. It's glorious.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ. I never thought we'd have, like, a fucking monster like that with such an epic beard.
Yeah. And apparently Spectre's going to be in the movie as well.
Well, since he's going to be showing up in, like, this week's episode or next week's episode.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
He showed up in the preview.
I know.
So. He was in this episode, technically, just, like, slightly off screen. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys talked about it last week, but we confirmed the 15 hero icons that Ghost, Spectre, and Necrom will have to collect to fulfill the plot.
Oh, I thought we already knew which ones, though.
Maybe we did, but now we know which one belongs to who.
Okay.
So...
Sort of.
Yeah, no, there was a scan, so I know which ones are which. I'll have to find it. So, Ghost has Musashi, Edison, Robin Hood, Newton, Billy the Kid, Beethoven, Benkei, Goemon, Ryoma, and Himiko. Spectre gets Tutankhamun, Nobunaga, and Houdini, and Necrom gets Grimm and Sanzo.
Huh.
So those are their plot forms.
And as I said in my theory...
And then they fight for them.
I was going to say, since their shit, it looks like some of them belong to different riders, there looks like they're going to be a fucking icon war. Which would explain why they're moving the plot along so quick, because... Well, we'll talk about it in the episode discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Ghost is taking a break on November 1st. To air the coverage of the Toyama Marathon.
What a waste of a possibility for a Halloween episode.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the ghost-themed Kamen Rider doesn't get its Halloween episode. Okay.
Bullshit!
It's invisible on Halloween, I don't know. Yeah.
Imagine we had, like, a Thanksgiving episode.
They don't have Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
He gets a pilgrim icon, there's a famous pilgrim.
Columbus.
Has, like,
there is a Columbus one.
Oh. Columbus isn't a pilgrim.
I don't know. Columbus
is a famous explorer.
I was like,
and free thinker.
I was like, he discovered America.
And mass genocider.
Not, yeah.
That too.
That's yeah. Maybe his weapon. I'm not going to get into that.
What, Ichi?
No.
Ichi, what were you going to say about the slaughter of natives?
Speaking of slaughtering... Apparently, Kamen Rider Forze has a goddamn English dub in Singapore.
I'm sorry, what was that sentence?
Forze has
slaughtering
English
of
dub.
Quality writing, I mean.
I watched the episode that's actually showed right here.
What point was that quality television?
It wasn't, that's my point.
Okay.
It slaughtered the quality of of whatever was previously in its time slot.
I find that baffles me. They got an English dub of Forza in Singapore.
It wasn't that bad, though.
Usually when the English dubs happen, it's like in Malaysia. That's where the Kabuto one aired. Which is damn good, I should add.
No, it was cool. Gentaro's voice suited him.
Oh, according to this article, apparently there was also an English dub for Blade.
Oh.
Ooh, I gotta see that.
Interesting.
Just so we can fucking see Tachibana be like, Buda-buda-da! My body's stuck!
Noble, you still there?
Yep.
Got anything to say about anything so far?
Like 3 or 4 days ago, I guess I should say last week when we did our thing, after we were done, we were just sending each other links to those dub videos. Oh my god, they are horrible.
The Forza dub is bad?
It's funny bad.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll watch one of it.
The Forza dub is bad? It's Forza.
We should watch it and talk about it on Cast Ranger. Hey, we watched worse things.
Have we?
Tangaman.
I'm still going to argue with you on this
bad, though.
Sorry, what, Noble?
That's not Forza quality bad, though.
You're right. Okay. Moving on. Moving on to kind of a sad story. Eiji Maruyama, apparently the voice of Daisyujin, a.k.a. the Mighty Morphin Megazord. Apparently the Megazord had a voice in the Japanese version.
Yeah, I did not know that.
The actor Eiji Maruyama passed away on September 24th at the age of 84. As of this article, the cause of his death is unknown. Aside from Zero Ranger, Maruyama voiced a ton of monsters in a lot of tokusatsu shows. Most notably, he voiced monsters for Go Ranger, Dynaman, Gavan, Sharivan, Shider, Kamen Rider Black, and even voiced Dr. Shinigami in Kamen Rider the First.
Ooh,
here's an interesting thing. Outside of tokusatsu, he's notably the voice of the King of Red Lions in Wind Waker. And the voice of Zhoshan Xuan in Shenmue 2. Hopefully I pronounced that right.
Cool. Well, rest in peace, sir.
You will be missed.
Now I want to hear the voice of Taizujin.
Yeah, we should look that up later.
That thing does look like... Look at the picture we have here. That thing does look like it would have a voice, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It's like a mighty warrior.
I never really thought about it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't they alive?
I know almost nothing about Zero Ranger, so...
Fucking dinosaurs, and they are the partner of the Rangers.
Yeah, it's like the Galactabees, isn't it?
I guess.
Sabertooth Tiger's best dinosaur.
I know, right?
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Of the original six from Z-Ranger, two of them are dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. Alright, moving on.
Three of them.
Pterodactyls aren't dinosaurs.
Well, okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
They are lizards.
All right.
Hey, Noble, don't throw down on me when it comes to dinosaurs. I'll fuck you up, son.
Drama
inducer. He'll make you dinosaur.
Get out.
Thank you for saying it for me, Noble. I was giving him the look.
So, speaking of Power Rangers and Dino Charge, we got some interesting, if not concerning, news about the Lionsgate 2017 Power Rangers film. Apparently, it's not actually a reboot. It is some if the film will take place in the same continuity of the main shows, except for RPM.
What?
RPM doesn't exist. It didn't happen. Fuck.
Well, it's in the future.
It happened in an alternate reality.
Yeah. And apparently, the main villains are not Rita Repulsa, not Lord Zedd. Fucking Scorpina is the villain in this movie.
Well, sure. Scorpina got jacked.
Not even Goldar!
No, but you know what? In Mighty Morphin, Scorpina wasn't used that much. Like, there are actually times I remember watching the show, and she just showed up randomly
in an
episode.
Everybody else died.
You know why it's gotta be Scorpina?
Well, but, I mean, like...
Scorpina is all that is left, and she's out for revenge.
Because they gotta sex it up, you know, for kids.
Also, this kind of does fall within canon, because Zedd and Rita got goodified at the end of In Space, you know what I mean? So I guess it's safe
and
to
still
assume...
And still had an asshole of a son, though.
Sorry, what was that, Noble?
Yeah, they became good, but then their son was a dick.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that was... We don't talk about
him. We don't talk about those episodes.
We don't talk about Operation Overdrive in general.
But I guess Scorpina escaped the wave somehow and apparently returns with an army to fight the Rangers. The movie apparently features an opening battle with Megazords and apparently the Dino Charge Rangers protecting the Morphin Grid.
I don't know.
I watched a video that Bruno from MMPR Toys, and he stated everything that we've known about Dino Charge or the new movie up till now, except for like confirming of the actors, none of it's true. So it probably won't have any involvement with Dino Charge.
You gotta take all this with a big grain of salt.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wait till we see a trailer.
This is according to a report by some sort of source.
I believe nothing till I see a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruno says that he talks about anything about the movie when it comes from Saban itself, because he's in connections with them, so.
Well, just keep that in the back of your minds.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of the casting, we have a few casting announcements for that movie. Playing the Red Ranger, Darce Montgomery.
Cool.
His civilian identity is yet to be revealed. Montgomery is the same. Blah, 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 blah. There's no other info on whoever this guy is.
Cool.
They've said they're casting mostly unknowns for this movie.
That appears to be the case. But then I don't follow actors that well, so what would I know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know this guy too much either.
So yes, a white male is playing the Red Ranger. Moving on.
Wow, way to be racist, guys.
Moving on. Apparently we're going season 2 logic because the Black Ranger has been announced as what appears to be an Asian gentleman named Rudy Lin. He's Chinese.
It's a fusion between the first and the second.
I just said stop being racist.
His name is Zach.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy where people are actually going, why isn't the Black Ranger black, like in the original? And it's like, all right,
Zach
guys.
Is not a black name. I know white people named Zach.
There's an Asian guy named Black, named Zach as the Black Ranger. Jesus!
Okay, whatever.
Wow, that didn't work in my...
Yeah, so
Words are hard, aren't they, Raven?
Chinese actor Ludi Lin, apparently known for his roles on The Shannon Entropy, Holiday Spin, and Monster Hunt, portrays the role of the Black Ranger.
Cool.
And finally, the Blue Ranger is actually black.
Yeah.
RJ Seiler. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, I don't know. No other details on him on this article I'm reading. But yeah, R.J. Seiler is playing the Blue Ranger.
So they're going the T.J. route for In Space. That's cool.
That's a weird assumption to make.
Oh, and that's funny because his name is R.J.
Oh, I got it.
No, that's cool.
R.J. was in Jungle Fury.
Honestly, with me, either way, if they cast a black person to be a Black Ranger, cool. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm happy with... Whatever they decide. If they made the Blue Ranger a fucking girl, cool. They made the Black Ranger a girl, cool. It doesn't matter.
No, we're just excited to see things happening. Alright, moving on to some toy news. Speaking of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers / Zeo Ranger, they have confirmed that, or rather unveiled, the Zeo Ranger Dino Buckler Super Sentai Artisan version.
We did first. We inspired them to do something.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No, because I remember
the repainted Legacy Morpher.
Yeah, pretty much. But I remember, like, when the Legacy Morpher came out, like, Japanese people were going fucking insane. They were actually importing these from us.
Well, now they don't have to.
Plus, didn't they use a Legacy Morpher for the Kira Yuger movie?
Probably.
They did. No, they did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, apparently, it comes with the buckler itself, the belt buckle, the Tyrannosaurus medal, and a dino crystal, which is exclusive to this release.
You
mean those crystals they would use to actually start the Megazord?
Yeah.
Like the Zord
joysticks.
Oh.
Well, no, apparently these all come... It's not just the red coin. They come with all five coins.
Well, that's
or all six.
That's actually a separate release, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So, this premium Bandai Shop exclusive will use the same mold used by the Power Rangers Legacy Morpher. Will feature different set of decals, different sound effects, and a new sound effects, which was first used in the Kyoryuger vs. Go Busters film.
You know, sorry, just to bring this up, because this just reminded me. There's a video out there, and I highly recommend you guys check it out, because it's a really fun little video. It's at a convention where... Austin St. John, you know, the guy who played Jason.
Oh, where he was alongside the guy who played
Geki? He was alongside Yuta Mochizuki.
Yeah.
The guy who played Prince Geki.
I saw.
And they both morph, and they both fail horribly.
I saw that.
Like, they both, like, fuck up with the morphers.
Or and drop it.
And, yeah, and it's awesome. They're having such a good time. It's a really fun video.
I suggest checking it out. Yeah, one of them popped the coin out.
I saw that. That was great.
It just, like, it was so much fun.
Yeah. So apparently this Super Sentai Artisan Dino Buckler will cost 10,584 yen at retail and is set for a March 2016 release. Apparently it is only being released in a set quantity of 5,000 copies. So anyone who wants it, jump the fuck on that.
I wouldn't mind getting the yellow sword crystal. That'd be cool.
Alright, speaking of coins, there is another release, the Zero Ranger Guardian Beast Metal Set, which apparently comes with all 6 coins, including the Dragon Coin, and another one of the Megazord emblem, with all of the Zord faces scrunched together.
Oh, that gets my dick hard. At this point in the video, you'll be seeing the Tokyuger.
For a second, I was going to question, I'm like, why isn't there a white tiger coin? And I'm like, different. No, that was a thing
wrong
we
show!
Did. I was like, that's a thing we did.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We invented the white tiger coin.
So yeah, it comes with all 7 of the... The medals, not power coins.
Woo.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Attack mode, Metabee!
Metabee! This premium Bandai exclusive item will cost 4860 yen and is set for a March 2016 release alongside the Dino Buckler.
God, the mastodon in the group shot looks derpy as fuck.
Yeah, it's like, someone stepped on my face!
No, they're all...
Also, my head kind of looks like a dick!
No, it looks like they all got sewn together and all just complaining. It's like, fucking T-Rex, you're taking up too much space!
No,
my head's big!
No, you know what it is? It's like a reenactment of We're Back, a Dinosaur Story.
Oh my god, it is!
God, we saw that in theaters for $2.
When?
The movie theater sometimes has these Saturday morning things where you can go see an old movie in theaters for like $2.
Jesus.
Yeah. We saw that.
Roll back the rock! That's all.
It was interesting.
Okay, moving on to our next toy release. This is something I know our Yellowcaster is very excited about.
Oh, his entire face lit up when I showed him this.
SH Figuarts Dragronzer, which may sound like a Beyblade, but in fact, it's Ryuki's Drag Rider's evolved form.
Dragronzer!
You'll never beat my Dragronzer blade. Just like Dragoon's attack ring in Dronzer's base.
There you go.
Ryuki Survives thing, do you think we'll get the rest of the contract monsters finally?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm surprised they
doubt
went this far.
But I want my damn Volcancer already, damn it.
I don't see Volcancer likely, seeing as Scissors only lasted 2 goddamn episodes.
They need to release a set of...
Did they even do a Scissors figure?
They did. No, they did all 3 riders.
Oh, okay.
But no,
it was a premium.
They need to do, a set of all of Imperor's, like, little gazelle minions.
Oh, Gigazelles?
Yeah, the ones who do all the fucking flips and shit when
no,
he does
only
his
one of them is Gigazelle. The other ones are called, like, Megazelle or something
This thing looks great, though. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Ryuki, but, like...
Even its stand looks cool.
Yeah, but, no, like...
There's the bike form.
Bike mode!
That's pretty nice.
That's sweet, but god damn it, is it expensive.
Yeah, so it costs... Oh, it does come with the Ryuki Survive figure art. It comes with the Drag Visor's Y connection parts, the Drag Blade, 8 advent cards, the Tamashi stage, a set of interchangeable hands, including the hands needed for Ryuki to ride the beast. The set costs 16,200 yen, so somewhere in the realm of $200, probably when to get here. You can just get the solo version, which I think is probably just the Beast, if you already have a Ryuki figure.
Yeah.
For 11,880 yen. Both versions are set to release in April.
Ride the Beast! Ride the Beast!
Kill the Beast! Alright.
I love that song.
Next on the toy line!
Yay!
What?
They teased something that no one saw coming ever!
Oh god!
SH Figure Arts Ghost Oredamashi.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah. I love how the teaser image like has it silhouetted as if no one will guess what it is.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
No, like, just... why would you even bother?
No, it's to tease us for the fact like, oh, this is a ghost figure art, but we can't show you like the detailing of it just yet.
Whatever.
But we get to see it next weekend. So by next weekend...
Yeah, apparently a finished sample will be on display
I was going to say, this is a genre where major spoilers from the next episode are shown as soon as the episode previous ends.
This is a genre where major spoilers are shown in news scans at least a month in advance. That's kind of the point of this show.
Yeah, but with once I really fell in love with Drive, I avoided magazine scans for Drive like the plague. I was like, no, I don't want to be spoiled with this shit. Unlike you.
Yeah. So apparently, in the teaser above, they note that the figure will come with the Gangan Saber in both sword and gun modes.
Cool.
And a finished sample of the figure will be on display at Bandai's Tamashii Nations event on October 30th. So that's next week.
And if you look at the picture, you can see that it's him with his hood off. So
which is great.
I'm interested to see how they're going to do like the whole hood on, hood off. So maybe it'll just be like a separate piece.
Yeah, maybe there'll be like two separate pieces you like clip like onto the shoulders.
It's like a Homer Simpson thing. Hood goes on, hood goes off.
Because the ghost... Hood
goes off.
You know if it's one piece you just slide on and off that he's going to be doing that.
Because the ghost...
Lane.
Yeah, well, if I get the ghost figure, who knows. But as far right now, the ghost change figure, it's not doing that well.
Right? He said if.
if it's good.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. And that's about it for news, unless anyone else has something.
Oh, did you show any pictures for the Legacy Blade Blaster?
Oh, we talked about that already.
No, but there's like more details about it and stuff.
Is there? I didn't look up
that. Well, anyways, yeah, Legacy Blade Blaster, like, it's out in the UK and everything.
Apparently, there was some female YouTuber who was, like, the first one to get her hands on it, and she already has done, like, an unboxing and video review demo. I don't know who it is, I just
fucking spring-loaded blade that pops out. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
But I'm kind of sad at the sound, the gun effects, because I like the 90s one, because it goes, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, when you mix that with that, like, pew, pew, pew. Yeah, exactly.
You guys ever wanted an insight into what it sounds like in Lane's head constantly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew.
Extra, so...
Sorry, Noble, you were going to say
Wait, did you guys mention the, Ichi, did you mention those Ninja, like, tops I showed you?
I completely spaced. You want to go and spill the details?
I don't know much about them. I just know that they have, like, quote-unquote Ninja Blades that are, like, crappy Beyblade. Little tops with, like, Ninja figures on top of them.
Please make sure you pronounce that. Beyblading was a very important part of my life.
Well, it sucked.
Beyblade and they're also making SH Figuarts Freddie Mercury.
Oh, God, I saw that!
Oh, yeah, they're making figurines of Freddie Mercury.
I was like, you know, Jackson, okay, sure. No. Pose him with Skull. But Freddie Mercury... Why not?
I'm honestly gonna say, as an older pop rock music lover, Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury actually make sense to make a figure out of just because they were known for doing some of the craziest poses on stage.
And now you can make him do whatever you want.
And
hell, as long as it gets more people loving Freddie Mercury, I'm so down with that.
Now you have to get a ghost figure so you can pose him with the horn going up his butt.
Oh.
Do you even know what joke you just made?
Kinda.
Okay.
Summer 2017.
I watched the Epic Rap Battle.
Just watch. 2017. SH Figure Arts Elvis Presley.
This is the only reason he knows who that is.
Yeah.
The only thing that's weird about me, though, is now in my mind I'm trying to think, how the hell is someone going to pose Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, and Bruce Lee next to each other? Because those are the only, like, human SH Figure Arts.
With, like...
You just do, like, stop-motion animation where, like, Michael Jackson henchens into Skull and the other two henchens in, and Bruce Lee henchens into Meteor and I don't know who the fuck Freddie Mercury would change into.
Lupin, because mustache.
Sure, Lupin.
That was
someone
stereotypical.
Yep. Alright.
I think that's it for news, though.
It's been the news, so
yay!
Bye.
Yay!